From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 digital exclusive.
Well, hey, the need for food assistance is at an all-time high right now. So many people needing help.
An unprecedented economic collapse in a community in crisis.
For more than 100 years, Sunshine Division has been providing emergency assistance for people in need.
Now, Coin6 News is teaming up with the Portland Police Bureau's Sunshine Division to lend our voice across all of our platforms to help those in need.
And that need more critical than ever. Now, you can make a difference right now during our special day of giving.
In this special presentation from the Coin Podcast Network, we're joined by Sunshine Division Executive Director Kyle Camberg for a conversation about the historic demand on the food bank and how you can help. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
In normal times, how does the Sunshine Division work? How do you get food and clothes to the people who need it?
Normally, up until about a month ago, we have two physical locations. One is about a half a mile north of the Moda Center, and one is a couple blocks away from David Douglas High School in Southeast Portland. And normally, we are open 6 days a week, and we have a food pantry and a clothing room, and essentially a shopping model, as we call it. And families and individuals can come in for free food and clothing. And because of COVID-19, we had to kind of change everything. We've had to essentially suspend and limit our volunteer activities. We've had to suspend kind of the normal food drives. And then how individuals can access our help has changed because we are essentially distributing the food outside of the building in boxes. So it's changed. It's very different than what we were doing just 1 month ago. And then just last week, we launched a tremendously expanded home delivery program where it's no contact, where we're partnering with the Portland Police Bureau, who are primarily our delivery arm, if you will. And last week, 1,261 homes had a emergency box delivered to their home, and almost all of those were by Portland police officers. And we're going to continue that program at approximately 1,000 or so a week. We're hoping to raise a little more money so we can continue it throughout the summer. But right now, we've got about 10 weeks worth of funding, and it's a pretty tremendous expansion of what we're doing.
By and large, the Sunshine Division relies solely on donations from the community, and one of the biggest events that raises a lot of funds for the Sunshine Division is the Waterfront Blues Festival that was canceled. How bad did that decision hurt?
You know, the Blues Festival has been a great thing for the Sunshine Division to be a part of the last 2 years. We were invited by the new owners to be a part of that. And unfortunately, that event has been postponed for this year. We also had a spring fundraiser, our Shine event, which we had to postpone. And our organization, much like many nonprofits, are having to pivot and find, you know, new ways that we can ask the community to support us. It's been challenging because events like that, like the Blues Festival, like our Shrine event, we may need to also cancel our golf tournament this summer. We're not sure about that yet. Those events raise money. They are stewardship events with our top donors. They raise awareness in the community. Sometimes they have a food gathering component. The Waterfront Blues certainly did. And so it's challenging because things that you thought you could count on that were really rock solid parts of your strategy to raise money, and in our case, to gather food as well, were gone in a blink of an eye. And we're not alone in that. You know, all nonprofits, all businesses, wherever you are in the country, are having to adjust and pivot. And it's a challenge. I'd be lying if I didn't say it was a challenge. We're really trying to find new creative ways to work with the community, to work with our corporate partners that aren't struggling, and to ask the community that can support us to really help us step up. In the last month, we were able to find funding from both the Fred Meyer Zero Hunger Zero Waste Foundation and also from the Safeway Albertsons Foundation. So two great local grocery partners of ours have funded our expansion of our home delivery program, and they are the two lead gifts on that that are allowing us to really step up that program. Their support is critical.
So not only are you taking a hit in gathering and donations, the other side of this current situation is that the need is going through the roof. Can you describe the demand you're seeing right now?
Yeah, I'll just talk about the numbers a little bit. During these past 9 years, even though we were in what many described as a very good economy with low unemployment, other factors like the cost of living, cost of healthcare, things of that nature, stagnation in wages had really made it difficult for a lot of households to get by. Every year, basically year over year, for the past 9 years coming out of the recession, we've seen tremendous growth and then the amount of people we were helping. Fast forward to a month ago and everything changed. The world just stopped essentially, and we had thousands of people in our community that were laid off. We had thousands of people in our community that could not leave their house because of the virus, because they themselves were medically fragile or someone they take care of or a child was medically fragile. And so the need has grown exponentially. The first 3 weeks sort of the pandemic really taking off here, we saw about 3 to 4x as what we were seeing in March the year previous. And then this past week with the addition of our home delivery program was actually about 6x in terms of how many households we helped compared to the first week of April in 2019. So to go from what we were doing, which had been growing quite a bit annually, to serving 6 times the number of families we'd normally see in a given week, I don't have words for it. I don't know how to describe that other than it's just unprecedented. I'm proud that we've been able to respond. People have really stepped up, whether it's our donors, our food suppliers, the Portland Police Bureau, who are our partners, our staff, who are also dealing with this. They have their concerns and fears, of course, too, just like everyone else. Everyone really in our family and our universe really stepped up tremendously, because to take on the growth that's 6 times what you'd normally see is extremely difficult.
What are some of the personal stories you're hearing?
We have essentially a resource on our website that says get help. Part of that is also the ability to send an email, asking questions or finding out how you can access our services. And those actually come directly to my inbox. If you'd asked me 2 months ago, I would have said, I get a couple of those a day. It's 2 or 3. There were days in the past month where I've had as many as 50 emails from people asking how they can get help. And what has really been startling and humbling for me is that how many people were explaining that it was the first time they've ever had to ask for help. How many people were explaining that they had just lost their job immediately out of the blue because of the pandemic, and they didn't know where to turn. And to be able to respond with them and let them know that in terms of food, you can come to us. It is free. There is no judgment. We have the ability to help you. We've had so many people that have contacted us and said, I'm afraid to leave my home. One that really stood out to me is it was a single dad. He said, I'm medically compromised and I've got 2 small children and I'm terrified because what if I get sick? Who will take care of my children? And, I'm a dad of a young boy, and that really spoke to me. But I've also seen dozens of emails from people saying my parents, are in their late 70s and 80s and 90s, and they shouldn't be leaving the home. And I'm fearful for them and I don't want them to go out. Can you help with that? And so to be able to help people that are in this just unforeseen crisis that none of us have ever experienced before, it's pretty amazing feeling to be a part of that. It's also extremely humbling because there's just so many people that are hurting right now and they're just looking for somewhere to turn. I'm proud we're able to help those people that need a little bit of food right now. It's not going to solve all the problems, but it's going to get them a real basic need that can get them through a tough time, today, tomorrow, this week.
Kyle, is there any situation you could even compare this to?
It's hard for me to say. I've been in nonprofit work for over 20 years. And the part that is really hard for all of us is that there's so much uncertainty and we don't know what the end point is. I think that's really the difference with this, and that's what makes it hard to compare to other things, because there's so much uncertainty economically, there's so much uncertainty in terms of everyone's health and what the impacts of this are going to be, that we're all struggling. There's so much uncertainty, it's making it extremely difficult to know, how long and how much of an impact this is going to have. I guess what I would say is that we've been responding to a variety of different types of crisis for almost 100 years, and we're going to continue to do that. To say we've got something to compare it to, I don't think we do. It's a new thing that none of us have seen.
How can people help?
Normally, there's 3 great ways to help the Sunshine Division or any food relief organization, and usually that's volunteer, host a food drive, or make a donation. Unfortunately, right now, volunteerism is something we've had to suspend, and the normal way people, do food drives and things like that, whether that's at their school, their church, their employer, that's unfortunately gone away as well. So right now, we are asking the community that can to financially support us. One of the really good things about working with Sunshine Division is your dollar for food is going to go a lot further than it would if you or I were in a grocery store. Because we partner with nearly every grocery store in town, a number of food brokers, a number of produce brokers, a few actual manufacturers of food here in town of different products. We're able to make that dollar stretch a lot further. The other part as well is because we have that record response, because we are doing home deliveries, there's absolutely logistical costs involved in doing that. The food, the time, the labor, the trucking, the packaging, you know, everything that goes into doing that. So we need financial contribution. So we really need people to go online to our website, sunshinedivision.org. There's a nice big bright button that says donate. If you can make a donation, that can really make the difference between us being able to respond and continue to respond at the level that we are doing right now.
Is there anything else you want to add?
There are a wide array of nonprofits that are working harder than they probably ever have before to respond to this, not just Sunshine Division. There's so many different organizations that are working on hunger and emergency response. I'm extremely proud of what we've been able to do. I'm very thankful for everyone that has joined us and been a part of this.
And just to hit it one more time, the website is sunshinedivision.org.
That's right. If you go to sunshinedivision.org, all the information on how to access our food resources and whether you need help or you'd like to be a part of our response, you can find it all on our homepage at sunshinedivision.org.
If you need assistance or you want to help, you can find a link to the Sunshine Division's homepage on coin.com. That does it for me today. Thank you for listening to this special presentation from the Coin Podcast Network. Have a great weekend, stay safe, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
The Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.